You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Agitators.
Who are they? Well, and where's the money coming from? Is it foreign entities?
Yeah, you're going to find out, and we're going to find out in great detail. And it surprised me that Biden wouldn't have done it, because it really became hot over the last 3-4 years. It surprised me that Biden wouldn't do it. But then as I got to know him, first of all, he didn't call the shots. He wasn't calling the shots. But as we got to see what was happening in Biden's group, Antifa plays perfectly for them, you know, absolutely perfectly. But it's a terrorist organization, in my opinion, and we're going to find out. All those questions are going to be answered.
President Trump speaking with Martha McCollum just about a month ago regarding Antifa being designated a terrorist organization. Now, after the No Kings protest took place this past weekend, and we've seen, you know, a lot of people with their eyebrows raised around what's going on in Portland. If you've watched any of those videos from Nick Sorter, among other people who are reporting largely on X, a lot of people on the left are saying, Antifa, this is not even a thing. Like, take me to their headquarters. That's what Carville was just saying on a clip that I saw last night on Jesse Waters. Like, take me to the leader. I want to punch their leader in the face. Take me to the person in charge of Antifa. Implying this is a figment of the right's imagination. Well, we are going to talk to Larry Alex Taunton now. I'm so excited to have him back here on the show, host of Ideas of Consequences, the number one YouTube channel that you need to follow because you have done a deep dive on the reality of Antifa. Larry, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
How are you, Annie Fry?
Good, now that I'm talking to you, Larry. You've got the receipts. You went to an Antifa meeting? Explain to me your experience here, your up-close and personal understanding of Antifa.
Well, let's just say that this was Antifa light. This was Antifa light. These were the sorts of individuals that Alexander Solzhenitsyn might have called little lambs. That is to say, I didn't picture any of the people that I was listening to at this particular meeting didn't strike me as the sort who were going to, you know, turn over cop cars and set them on fire. But radicalizing of America's youth starts somewhere. And Charlie Kirk's assassin probably began in a place much like this. And it was fascinating. It was supposedly, you know, kind of open to anybody who wanted to attend. I went not to confront, not to argue, but just to do what I do every year at the World Economic Forum, and that's just sit and listen. Now, I must say, Annie, there were several times I had to bite my tongue because there were things said that I wanted to respond to, but I thought, no, I really just want to be a fly on the wall here and listen. Mm.
There has to be a charter for these groups. There has to be a foundational cause that Antifa is trying to achieve or accomplish, at least enough to get people that feel a certain type of way to be as passionate about whatever that cause is to act in the way that we've seen Antifa act over the course of the last at least decade. Have you been able to pin down what that cause is?
A couple of my takeaways, Annie, were, first of all, that they kept speaking of making a difference, wanting to make a difference. I detected with this group, and I'm not generalizing out to, all Antifa, but I sensed a genuine social conscience, a desire to, quote unquote, make a difference. Now, where we would disagree is in the details of what that meant. For them, it meant addressing what I regard as a fictitious racism. It meant addressing, a fictitious suppression of people with an alternate and I would say perverse, sexual lifestyle, who are bitter and interpret the fact that there are many people like me, let's say, who don't want anything to do with their lifestyle. They take that as some kind of oppression rather than the fact that people just say, no, I'm not interested in playing your games, and I'm not going to enter into your fantasy world. But another thing that I picked up on this, Annie, is, I'm a father. I'm a father of four. And much of my career has been spent speaking on college campuses, universities, engaging with that age group, demographic, and, high schoolers. And what I came away with was also a sense of sadness that these are individuals who are longing for purpose. They're longing for purpose. They're longing for meaning. They're longing to be a part of something bigger than themselves. And when their parents don't introduce them to it, or their teachers don't introduce them to it, then they end up dropping anchor in what I call, isms, feminism, environmentalism, atheism, these kinds of things. And they seek their purpose there among a group of like-minded people.
That's amazing. That's deep. And I appreciate that, because as we speak here with Larry Alex Taunton of the Ideas Have Consequences podcast, definitely check out his YouTube channel. I hear you saying that there might be sense of altruism, and maybe the people who show up to participate because they're seeking purpose, they're seeking meaning. But I fear that at the same time, the knowledge that there is a base group of individuals who are looking for this sense of belonging, that there is an entity out there that is taking advantage, especially of young people seeking this out. I'm wondering if in your research and your study, maybe your experience here, if you've found that to be the case.
Yeah, I do find that to be the case. Listen, since time immemorial, youth have been the shock troops of every revolution. They're the cannon fodder. They're the people who are radicalized and sent forth, to pillage, kill, and destroy. And that's no different here. It's no different with Antifa. It's no different with with BLM. It's our youth, and this really speaks to the much larger problem of the radicalizing of America's youth, generally by, people in the academic world. So, we all saw the images, of this morbidly obese, incredibly unattractive woman in Chicago who was, mocking the assassination of Charlie Kirk. Well, it turns out she's an elementary school teacher. And guess where she's an elementary school teacher? At Nathan Hale Elementary School. Nathan Hale, who said, "I regret that I have but one life to give for my country." Now you have someone like that teaching elementary school children. And a lot of children young people are being subjected to this kind of radicalizing, ideology from, elementary school straight on up through their university years. And so it's no wonder that many of them should come out and think, I hear them throwing around, terms like fascism and Nazis and stuff like this all the time. And such was the case in this little group meeting, where I want to stop them, raise my hand and say, "Excuse me, does someone here give me a definition of fascism. What's the difference between that and, you know, a Nazi? What's the difference between that and, you know, socialists or communists or Marxists? I don't think I would get a reasonable answer to that.
The last conversation that you and I had, Larry, was about fascism and who are the fascists. And to be able to label who the fascists are, you have to know what fascists do and what they want. Let's revisit that right now. These are supposed to be anti-fascists. That's where Antifa comes from. What is fascism and how are these people proposing that they're against it?
Well, you know, it's interesting, Annie, you say that. When I was walking into the studio for this interview, I was thinking, you know, when was the last time I talked to Annie? I was in Berlin.
Yes.
I was in Berlin. I remember sitting on my sofa in my hotel room and, you know, that kind of generic background. But it's interesting that you mentioned that because while I was there, just to share a little story, I took a tour with a guy who grew up in the GDR, that is to say in East Germany, specifically East Berlin. And you would have enjoyed his tour. I certainly did. I don't recall Trump ever coming into the conversation, but he was talking about, you know, Nazi Germany that his parents were under and then living in the GDR under the oppression of that communist government. And it was a delightful day, you know, touring around. Then maybe a month later, I get a text from him asking me if I voted for Trump. And I said, yes, is that a problem? And he replied, it might be. And then this past week, you know, about another month has passed, I get a rant from him, you know, about 4 a.m. his time. So I'm thinking maybe some alcohol might have been involved. But it is this lengthy text that is sheer nonsense about the tyranny of Trump. And I thought, you know, this is such a picture of the effectiveness of propaganda. But you might have thought someone who grew up in the shadow of Nazism, of the propaganda of Joseph Goebbels, which was so effective in Germany in convincing people that, you know, Jews were vermin and thus got them to sort of go along and conspire against the Jewish people and the, commit the Holocaust. You would think someone who grew up, you know, under these things would know better, but doesn't. And you see, that's what's happening with America's youth. It's the same thing. And just to give a brief answer to your question, all Nazis are fascists by definition, but not all fascists are Nazis, meaning that Nazism is a strain of fascism and it is necessarily anti-Semitic. But fascism can take a lot of different forms, and it doesn't always take, you know, the Hitlerian or German form, but it's totalitarian. And they're both fascism and Marxism, they're ideologies of the left. And from the perspective of the governed, there's virtually no difference between them.
Wow. It's so important. I encourage anybody who's listening right now and you're craving more in-depth from what Larry is talking about right here, you can go onto Larry Alex Taunton's YouTube channel, check out his podcast, Ideas Have Consequences, because you have a way with words, you have a way with explanation. I find it very helpful.
Thank you, Andy.
And you're welcome, of course. Thank you. And I think about watching, I'm 41, I also have 4 kids. My oldest is 15, so he's starting to have his own ideas. You know, he's starting to... You obviously glean from what your parents think and believe. We're a Christian household. They're raised in a Christian school. But they're starting to question things and come up with their own conclusions and their own answers, which might match what mom and dad think. But I looked at the No Kings protests this weekend, and I don't think that I saw anybody provide a contrary policy point to what President Trump is doing. And I can't really find a substantive piece of evidence that suggests that Donald Trump is trying to be a tyrannical, all-powerful dictator over the American people. It just seems as though they're fully emotionally charged. The understanding is opposition to Orange Man bad. And the weird thing is to me, the part that I haven't completely understood yet is enough to motivate what we're hearing is 7 million people across the country to come together to present the way they did. That they have this common cause that, to me, just seems to be rooted in a connection through emotion.
Well, precisely. You're so right. It's You know, the easiest thing in the world, you know, there's almost nothing you can convince people of. You know, I'm a Bama fan, and I joke sometimes when I'm speaking at conferences, just by way of illustration, I might ask a group of people, well, how many Auburn fans are there in the room, or Georgia fans? Could I logically convince you that you should be an Alabama fan? I mean, we have more national titles than anybody else. We are, you know, we have 100 years of history behind. I can go on and on with facts.
You're making them,
at the end of the day,
more
what's that?
You'd be making them more convinced that they don't like you with your facts.
Exactly. Yeah. And in the end, when they see where I'm going with this, the illustration is to say, I can't convince you to change your mind even with facts. And that's because you have an emotional connection to that university, to that team, you know, whatever the case may be. How much harder is it to convince people to change their ideological, you know, position? The only thing I find that it's very easy to convince people of is victimhood. And you see, Marxists and fascists, they get this. They get it. They have a very cynical understanding of human history and of human nature. And they know that it's easy to convince people that all of your all that's gone wrong in your life is the Jews who did it, or it's white people who did it, or it's, you know, you name whatever scapegoat, you just fill in the blank. And that's what has historically been done. And it's because most people don't, when, I'm not suggesting, by the way, there aren't genuine victims, obviously, or there are, but generally speaking, people don't want to take responsibility for their own failures. They don't want to believe that they're responsible. They want to believe that, you know, that Orange Man bad. He held them down. He prevented them from success. But I also think that a lot of these young people, they don't know what the rest of the world is actually like. If Trump was honestly, you know, some kind of dictator, Tiananmen squares are what happen when you protest. That's what happens. Ask what's happened to the protesters in Putin's Russia. Ask what's happened to people who would like to vote Zelensky out of office. They can't. The guy has declared martial law and has just keeps extending his own term. That's what dictators do. Here in the United States, you know, Trump can't even change the decor at the White House without the media and other politicians just going nuts. That's not what happens in a dictatorial regime.
Yeah, amen to that. Larry Alex Taunton with us right now. Last question before we let you go. We're very grateful for your time today. Have you found an antidote? I mean, because I do think you can look from Trump election to Trump election to Trump election. We've got three of them now. He has managed to persuade people over to his side, if not the left has lost people and it's addition by subtraction. Is there an antidote to what the Marxists and the socialists, as you have pointed out, they understand the game, they know how to play the game, and they're good at it. Is there an antidote to that problem?
Well, I think we have to play the long game, Annie. I think that the left plays the long game, and they've targeted children, they've targeted schools, and they have used universities, they've used higher education as an incubator for radicalism. That's what they've done. I was just speaking this past week at a conference about education, you know, for children in Nashville. And I was telling that audience, you know, my wife and I had recently hosted some friends from many years ago who were telling us, they told me I could tell this story, you know, anonymously. They're very serious conservative Christians, and their three daughters have, one by one, have all rejected the faith, and one of them has embraced, you know, lesbianism. And they were saying, you know, we don't understand how this happened, but they now look back and they realize that they handed their children over to public schools. And by the way, this was in rural red state America. Mm. In public schools, their children were slowly radicalized and turned against them. And I said, if you had anything to do over again, what would you do? And the mother, she responded, I wouldn't assume that my children absorb my faith and my worldview through osmosis. I think parents have to take control of the education of their children again, because we are losing our kids, and we're losing our kids to radicalism.
That is fantastic advice. I'm a huge advocate. Personally, for me, I'm a Lutheran, but I advocate for a Lutheran education here in St. Louis. Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, as any LCMSer would say, as opposed to the ELCA, but paying very up close, aggressive, attentive concern to your kids' education. That's absolutely where it starts. Larry, Alex Ton, thank you for the time today. We look forward to having you back. You're a source of great foundational information, and we always appreciate your time here.
Annie, it's always good to be with you. You take care.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye. What a great conversation. The YouTube channel and podcast, go to Ideas Have Consequences, Larry Alex Taunton. If I'm taking a drive and I got 30 to 50 minutes, 30 to 60 minutes to listen to something, throwing on that podcast, he brings the receipts. He's been around the world. He goes to the problem. He observes the problem. He talks about it and does it in an incredibly intellectual way. And I am grateful for it. I'm really grateful that he gives us time here, too, on our little show in the Midwest. Ideas Have Consequences, the podcast, the YouTube channel. Go check it out. Let's take a quick break. The YouTube poll for today. Do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Do you hear, oh, such and such has gotten so-and-so's endorsement, and then you go, well, that's good to know. That helps me. Are you in that boat? Let us know on the Annie Fry YouTube channel. Go vote in the live chat poll. We'll be right back. There's nothing where
you used to lie. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves. We did it. So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus door busters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Was to do. I do not have any hope right now that Chuck Schumer is going to do the right thing. I think he's I think it's too late. I think he's lost in that cause, because he knows that if he folds to the Marxist left, remember, Marxism is all the rage in New York City right now. You're watching the mayor's race, right? He knows he's going to get a challenge from AOC or one of the other Mamdani disciples in his race, and he will lose. He's not very popular right now, obviously, because of the way he does all this. So he knows that if he folds right now, he's going to take it on the chin. So our objective right now is to plead with some common sense Democrats who care about the country more than themselves and do the right thing, pass the nonpartisan CR so we can get the lights back on, get Congress working for the people again, and sort through all the rest of these complicated issues for the rest of the year.
That's Speaker Johnson on Squawk Box on CNBC, pleading with Chuck Schumer to open the government up, saying he is not going to fold. And I guess that's where we are. I think some action has taken place in the Senate today. Let's get to Chad Pergram, the senior congressional correspondent for Fox News. Follow him for certain on X at Chad Pergram for the latest on the government shutdown. Chad, welcome back. Thanks for the time today.
Hey there. Thanks for having me.
You bet. Give us the latest on what took place today. We understand that there are some votes that were attempted. Not much success.
Yeah, this was a vote, a bill by Ron Johnson, the Republican senator from Wisconsin, and Todd Young, Republican of Indiana, to pay, you know, federal workers or exempted workers, as they put it. In other words, if you're, you know, somebody on the job in the federal government and you're required to work but not getting paid, they're going to pay you. Well, that vote was 54-45, but it was a test vote, a couple of steps away from actually passing, and it needed 60 yeas. It did not get through that first procedural hurdle. I should note that John Thune, the Republican from South Dakota, who's the majority leader, he changed his vote. He's for it, but he changed his vote so that he could be on the prevailing side to recall something. You can call for a re-vote if you're on the winning side, in this case, the no's. So he's going to recall this at some point. But this vote, if I can fillet it for a minute here, was rather interesting because it wasn't similar to some of the other votes we've had related to the government shutdown, where they've had these 12 test votes over the past 3 weeks and change now, and they've all failed in the Senate. Rand Paul, Republican from Kentucky, he had previously voted no on these funding bills, the procedural votes here. He voted yesterday. Then you had John Fetterman, who is one of the three Democrats or senators who caucus with the Democrats who have been voting yes. He voted yes. And then you had two different Georgia Democrats, two others who voted yes. You had John Ossoff, who faces a competitive reelection bid next year, and Raphael Warnock. Then you had Catherine Cortez Masto of Nevada and the independent Angus King of Maine, you know, who caucuses with the Democrats. Both of them had been teaming up with Fetterman, voting in favor of breaking the filibuster on these other test votes just to fund the government, to sync up with the House of Representatives, and they voted no. So, again, kind of hopscotching around, this was all over the map, a little bit different from any other vote. But the bottom line is that the government is still closed. And even, Annie, if they were to get an agreement right now and try to move all this through quickly, it would probably take at a minimum 4 to 6 days to move all that. So there's no agreement now. So what this means is we're probably here at a minimum till about this time next week before you see anything, unless there's a crisis. Now, if there's a crisis, terrorism, war, something major, people get religion real fast and they come back to Washington and they say, OK, we have to deal with this. But until they get that, and both sides kind of feel that they are prevailing. I talked yesterday to Mike Simpson, a Republican from Idaho, who said that he heard on his teletown hall, people are like, don't you let these hostage takers win, meaning that he was saying that about the Democrats. And then Richard Blumenthal, Democratic senator from Connecticut, said that people in Connecticut, almost to a person, were saying, don't back down. We want you guys to work something out on health care. So, you know, when both sides are getting that message, ne'er the twain shall meet.
No. Senior congressional correspondent for Fox News, Chad Pergram, speaking with us on the latest regarding the government shutdown. I was speaking earlier this week with local Congressman Mike Bost, and he was talking about how what the House passed, my recollection is that it goes through November 21st. So every day that passes for the Senate to pass what the House has already passed, that it's not like it's a 12-week CR. There's a finite amount of time that that CR itself would even be able to be put in play.
And you're right back in that problem. Yeah, you know, here in 3 or 4 weeks. And this is where some, you know, Republicans and Democrats have said, this isn't working. You know, it was one thing to do this maybe the first few days, the first week or two of the government shutdown. But now we're toward the latter part of October and, you know, less than a month from when that would expire. And you can blame the Democrats all you want if you're the Republicans, but operationally, you know, they have to come up with another plan. Mike Johnson has resisted that so far. There were so many members on the Republican side who they just thought that the Democrats were going to fold immediately. Mm. You know, they thought it'd be 4 or 5 days. And, you know, I had a conversation with a senior Democrat a couple of days ago who said, you know, they underestimated our resolve. Now, we can, you know, argue whether or not that's the appropriate thing to do on either side of the aisle. But this is a big, fat staring contest. This is the biggest game of chicken you've ever seen. And until somebody starts to think that they are paying a price, this
here
is probably going to remain right there. Absolutely. I mean, you know, people keep talking about maybe November 1st. Well, that's when WIC and SNAP benefits, you know, start to run out. This is where Sean Duffy, the transportation secretary, was here with Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House today, and talking about how, you know, air traffic controllers are mad and angry and they have to work 6 days a week right now. They're not getting paid. He said, you know, if you have a delayed or canceled flight, blame Democrats because they're not opening the government, because eventually, you know, you might see serious stresses, especially as we get closer to Thanksgiving and Christmas in the travel operations of the country.
Chad Pergram with us. Last question before we let you go. Can you articulate for us the minimum expectation that Democrats would need Republicans to meet in order to cave?
Well, yes. They want a renewal of these subsidies. Now, people have been open. And again, this is why you have to have a negotiation. And so long as there is no negotiation and nobody is trading paper, nobody can say, yeah, I can kind of live with that, or I think I can pass that in my body, or so on and so forth. That's the problem. Generally, they can say, okay, we want a renewal of these subsidies. Now, Republicans and some Democrats have said, okay, maybe we do it with a time frame where sunsets again, or we peel it back a little bit, because there were people who, as John Thune, the Republican leader in the Senate, has said they were getting some people had policies and didn't even realize it. And there was fraud in some cases, maybe not on behalf of individuals, but on behalf of you know, companies and things with this. So, yeah, I mean, but until you get to that negotiation, and that's what's so interesting, there's only one way this ends, Annie. The president of the United States has to get involved, and he's not. He's going to Asia next week. He's been to the Middle East. And not to undercut the importance of any of those things, but when I have been through government shutdowns before, the president, be it Bill Clinton or Barack Obama, and even to some degree Donald Trump back in 2018 and 2019, who talked about, oh, I'm here alone by myself here at the White House when the government was shut down. That was pretty much, I think, the tweet that was sent out. That has taken up every bit of news oxygen. And that's not what is happening right now. The president is doing other things. And I was told by someone who gets this pretty well, who said that the president knows that if he does get involved in this right now, that it just looks bad for him. You know, so he's trying to, you know, focus on all these other things, be it meeting with the LSU athletic teams, going overseas, even the, you know, questions of demolition of the White House, you know, anything that's not about the shutdown. The interpretation was that works in favor of the president.
Well, Chad Pergram speaking with us right now. We look forward to having you back. It's definitely going to continue to be a story, and we look forward to a resolution and are not holding our breath. I hope you are not either.
Indeed. No, not right now.
Thank you so much. We appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. Chad Pergram, the senior congressional correspondent for Fox News. The wealth of information that man has in his head, the experience that he has, you know, he's talking about having done what he's doing there since the Clinton administration. You want to, like, I bet he hasn't experienced the limit to his congressional knowledge. I wonder what things he knows nothing about, like in life. For instance, I know nothing about wildlife. My kids will come up and I've said this before. My kids will say, "Mommy, what kind of bird is that?" And I'm like, it's a yellow bird. What is it called? And I'm like, Sally. And then I'm like, go talk to your dad. And then he'll give you like the genus of that stupid bird. I don't know anything about that, but I know a lot about politics. But it can't even begin to compare to what Chad Pergram must have stored in the files and the archives of his mind.
Kind of a fun challenge to just hang out with him and not tell him you were doing it, but just sort of bring up different topics, walk past a garden, say, "Chad Pergram, what exactly is that?" And just hear him go, "Oh, that's a hydrangea." It was.
You think it's botany?
Not native to this area.
Yes.
You know.
I don't know. I always appreciate his insight, and also not just this is what's going on right now, but the archive of information, the precedent that exists Chad Pergram knows it, and we're always thankful that he gives us some time. The YouTube poll, do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Yes, significantly. Yes, somewhat. Not usually or never. We want to talk about that when we come back. And then in the 2 o'clock hour, we have postponed Wiggins America for a longer discussion to take place in the 2 o'clock hour. 10 do's and don'ts of how to be a sports parent. Yikes. Stick with us in the 2 o'clock hour. We'll discuss that. Tonight is the birthday party at Lit Cigar Lounge. The time frame for people to come out. You are welcome to come out and participate. The details, Ryan, real quick.
5 o'clock is when you can start showing up, all the way till 7:30. So anytime within there. If you've RSVP'd, 971talk.com/events.
All right. We'd love to see you. Stick around. We'll be right back. We'll talk about the poll. Don't go away.
Keep it coming. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors. From fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Friend of the show, Jeremy Boyer, organist for the St. Louis Blues.
Yeah.
And organist for the St. Louis Cardinals, one of them.
He wrote that song.
He actually is Mariah Carey.
Little known fact.
Yeah, but that's why you listen to this station.
Yep.
That liner just ran us this real talk for real people.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know like who that's an attack at against.
Me too. Me too. It's for fake people.
Like who are we implying is talking to non-real
I can tell you exactly people. Who those people are. It's the people that they put the cardboard cutouts.
Sounds like you can't.
During the 2020 MLB season.
It's the COVID people.
It's those people.
There were the letter people, and now there are the COVID people.
Those jerks.
Jeremy Boyer, I said this one time. I bet it was like a year ago or maybe 2 years ago. I feel like it was going into Halloween, and I was driving to pick up my kids. I remember exactly where I was in Collinsville, driving through, and that song came on. It's one of my favorite songs. 1995, 1996, just a moment in time from my childhood. And I was listening to the words. Pull up the lyrics to the song here real quick, Ryan, while I'm telling my story. No, just the lyrics, just on the Google. I don't need the Jeremy Boyer impersonation here. So close. But I thought to myself that if this song were darker, it would sound like what Silence of the Lambs might articulate. It sounds kind of like a hostage situation.
You want me to read the lyrics?
Yeah, but I said on the air, I'm like, I wonder what that song would sound like in a minor key. And he heard it, and he was like, I'll play that. And he did, and he posted on Twitter, and it's creepy as heck.
Ooh, I can't wait to hear this, because the lyrics read like this. Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, shadoo-doo-doo-doo.
See? Yeah. How terrifying is that?
Do-doo-doop-dum.
Can you skip that part?
Do-doo-doo-doo-doop-da-dum-dum.
Dum-dum.
Okay, I'll skip ahead to where she's saying the words. Yeah, 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 baby.
You're killing us.
We were as one, babe. For a moment in time, it seemed everlasting that you would always be mine. Now you want to be free, so yeah. I'm letting you fly. Because I know in my heart, babe, our love will never die. No.
No. No, no, no.
You will always be a part of me. Oh, I'm part of you indefinitely. Yeah, baby. Boy, don't you know you can't escape me? Oh, darling, because you'll always be my baby.
Like, this is the type of thing that a forlorn lover who has been rejected. Why? Because they're crazy. This is what they sing on their way to capture you.
And we'll linger on. Oh, time can't erase a feeling this strong.
Justified emotions.
No, no, no. No way, you're never going to shake me. Oh, darling, because you'll always be my baby.
Yeah.
Do-do-doop-da-doop-da-dum.
Some strong Annie Wilkes vibes right there.
Mm-hmm. Cranberries vibes with the linger word there. I ain't going to cry, no. I won't beg you to stay. Excuse me. If you're determined to leave, boy, I will not stand in your way. But inevitably, you'll be back again. Because you know in your heart, babe, our love will never end. Okay. No.
Yeah. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just throw it in a minor key. Maybe I'll find his tweet on it. Maybe he's still got it and he's listening and he'll tweet it at us.
Oh, I thought you had it.
Oh, I do. I can find it because he sent it to me. I could find it pretty easily. I didn't know that that song was going to play, so I wasn't prepared to have that.
Gotcha.
I always have that right there ready to go. But he played it on the organ in a minor key, and I'm like, this is concerning.
I tell you what we should do is ask him if he could play that at the Cardinals games in a minor. Like, anytime.
Is it too much of a deep cut? Because there's a can't you get penalties that are minors?
In hockey?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
He should play songs in minors when it's a minor penalty.
Ooh.
Is that too deep?
It's way too deep, but yes.
But if you know, you know.
Yeah, yeah. You got to do it. Walking on sunshine in a minor.
Yeah. There you go.
That'd be great. And everybody'd get it, too. Like, you'd go, well, something weird here.
Everybody else doesn't have to get it. Blues fans have to get it, and yes. Then it's good.
Yes. Yes. I think we just created something that's
Jeremy,
St. Louis.
We're just here for you.
Yep.
We're just here to generate ideas.
You got
to
do this now, man.
And as Larry Alexon says, ideas have consequences. He was on with us at 1 o'clock.
Let me give you some strong advice here, Jeremy. Don't run this by your superiors.
Just do it.
Yep.
And credit the Mark Cox Morning Show.
We've made a career out of doing that. We don't run anything by anybody ever.
No, no. Most of the time, we're just trying to see if anyone's paying attention. The YouTube live chat poll, do political endorsements persuade you to vote for a particular candidate? Yes, significantly. Yes, somewhat. Not usually or never. This is a full circle for me, this poll question, because I was listening to the news and a big endorsement came out for a candidate, and I can't even remember who the endorser was or who the candidate was that was being endorsed, because I thought, that's so stupid. Who cares?
Was it today?
It was in the last
the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
Was it? Can I suggest
yes.
who it might have been?
I could Google it. But
was it Eric Adams?
Eric Adams.
Possibly endorsing Cuomo?
Did endorse
Cuomo. He did.
Cuomo.
Okay. I heard he might, so I didn't know if
that might have been it. And I thought, are there Democrats who are holding out on the future of New York City because they had some loyalty to Eric Adams that were like, well, let's just make sure that the New York the New Yorkers get what they deserve in a communist? Like, are there people who are afraid of a communist getting the reins of the mayoral ship in New York City who now heard Eric Adams say, it's okay, guys, vote for Cuomo? And we're like, fine, I'll do it.
No, there's nobody that affects.
Not one.
I don't think there's anybody that
Maybe
affects.
Maybe it affected Eric Adams.
Maybe his
maybe he's actually going to vote for
Cuomo.
Yeah,
his family might vote for Cuomo.
Which
now.
Doesn't need to be a public endorsement.
No. No. He didn't. Here's the problem with Eric Adams. He was semi-moderate on crime. Not great, but okay on crime.
He's former law enforcement, right?
Yes, and that's why he was okay on crime. But he had to pander so much to these Mamdani-style voters that he ran New York into the ground. So none of these guys are doing a great job in New York. Even the moderate-ish Democrats, at least they're paying lip service to what should be happening with crime.
There's only one exception to the rule that I can kind of think of. Can you guess what it is?
Giuliani, but he wasn't a Democrat.
No. Trump endorsing in a primary.
Oh, to the question itself.
Mm. No, to whatever was rolling around in your head.
Well, I thought you were talking about New York.
No.
No.
Specifically,
okay.
when it comes to endorsements, like, you know, we've seen a lot of, like, for instance, a good example that comes to the top of my mind is the Republican primary for Missouri Attorney General. Andrew Bailey filled in for Eric Schmidt when Eric Schmidt became the senator. Andrew Bailey was doing an amazing job. Who was challenging Andrew Bailey in the Republican primary for Attorney General? Our dear friend, Will Scharf, who was on screen as Donald Trump's lawyer and attorney in New York in that wild case. How does Donald Trump endorse Will Scharf? Because, I've told this story before, but Will Scharf would be in studio with us. One time he was in studio on air with us. His phone rang during his interview, and he left in the middle of an interview because it was President Trump.
I'm so glad you told that story, because I didn't know if we ever did.
I think we have.
Have we?
Okay. I think the cat's out of the bag now. but we knew it was in the middle of the New York case, the fraud case, which he was convicted of. And he's in here, and we know, like, if he picks up the phone, he'll look at his phone from time to time, but we usually had him for maybe tops 45 minutes. He looks at his phone, and his demeanor changed. And he's like, he points at his phone, he's like, I gotta take this. And we're like, okay.
Go ahead.
You do you. He walks out, and it was President Trump. Mm-hmm. That's who he had to talk to while this was being litigated. We're like, put the phone on the air.
Yeah. We're that close.
And then the other time, one time Will Scharf was telling us about, like, when President Trump would leave him a voicemail, he'd be like, Will, this is your favorite president.
Will, it's your favorite president.
Yeah. But, I mean, like, Donald Trump did not endorse Will Scharf solely in that race. He's like, Missouri, you have too many good candidates. You can't go wrong with these guys.
And now they're all a part of the administration.
Yeah.
I mean.
Yes.
So he was wise in doing that.
I'm trying to think of a competitive race that I've seen or been close to or something where Trump has stepped in and tipped the scales. I don't know, like the Mary Miller over Rodney Davis when they redistricted. But Mary Miller, that was her district, and they stuck Rodney Davis in there to get rid of a Republican congressman in a purple district. And they did that on purpose. The Democrats redistricting, gerrymandering. Whose endorsement are you waiting to hear? Like, who are you sitting there waiting, like, I don't know what I'm going to do. I got to find out, blah, 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 blah. It might be a personal thing. You might want to talk to your spouse. You might want to talk to a dear friend or a parent or maybe your kids or something, just like gauge where they're at on something like that. But especially when it comes to the general election, who's like, oh, you're going Republican or Democrat this time? What are they, like, where is the crossover? Like, where is the gray area?
I'm waiting every time.
That's not true. You're lying.
I want to hear from one person. And when that one person tells me who to vote for, I'm like, then I'm in. And that person is Sarah Palin. Always wait for the Palin.
All right, Jeremy Boyer, I'm going to look up your tweets and see if I can find Always Be My Baby in a Minor, which sounds like a serial killer song. It truly does. 10 Do's and Don'ts, How to Be a Sports Parent. prolonged Weekends America coming up next. Don't go away.
If you suffer from...
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.